Blog Talk Radio.
Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. The DMV's most powerful, powerful networking radio show in the area. Before we get started, I want to talk to you about the past event that we had for the Icon Awards, Black History Month. This is the last day of Black History Month, but it's not the last day for Black History. We're still making history every day. And what we do with Be There Magazine and the Black Card is we spotlight the real Black history of the DMV. If you were not at the Icon Awards, you missed a part of Black history. It was phenomenal. It was epic. It was something that you had to be at. If you were not there, then there was a void in the puzzle of your life. You're still walking around being who you are, but there's a hole in a puzzle missing from your life because you would have observed the real Black history of the DMV. We honored individuals that made a difference in the DMV. Don't miss the next event. Stay tuned. Get to BeThereMagazine.com. Get your Black Card. I was told if you said something, you can't forget it. Three times, the Black Card, the Black Card, the Black Card. It's the most powerful card in the area. Go to MyBlackCardNow.com and click on the Black Card. On our newsmaker line, we have an excellent individual. She is truly, truly have insight for the future of what you should do as far as securing your life and afterlife. We as Black people forget two or three things in life that are truly important. Number one is insurance. People are walking around insuranceless, don't have no insurance. No type of insurance, no auto insurance, no car insurance, no life insurance, no burial insurance. They are insuranceless. They have not protected themselves against anything. They have no apartment insurance, what they call insurance in case you get robbed or anything. They don't believe in the word insurance. The word has an I in front of it, but it don't pertain to I or them. They say that I does not mean I for me. It means I for somebody else. I'm going to live an insuranceless life. But you don't want to do that. You want to protect yourself against anything that can come at you at any point in your life. We're going to bring her up. She's going to introduce herself and talk to you about what she does. Welcome aboard to our newsmaker line. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. My name is Randy, short for
Randy,
Randall.
Go ahead. Tell us about who you are, Randy, okay. What you do.
Okay, what I do is I help families that wish to pre-plan for burial and making arrangements, and we have terms that you can set forth. So if you need to plan for any funeral arrangements or your family members so that you have a place to go, you're not putting that burden on your family members, you can certainly do that with me. And I can give you all the particulars and the products and things of that nature that you would need to do in order to plan in advance.
Excellent, excellent. I often say, if you meet somebody, and whether it's your mother, your father, your cousin, your uncle, your girlfriend, your wife, if they have the audacity, the utmost goal to die with no burial plot, no insurance, God bless them. You should not be doing bake sales, running around trying to collect money, we got to bury my mama. No, you don't, because your mama could care less about being buried. So what do you care? What are you worried about it for? Why are you trying to make sure that somebody's buried when they were alive and they can care about being buried? It's all about somebody trying to put on some show or want somebody to do something. But if you care about yourself, then you do what Randy said. You go get yourself some kind of pre-plot. Tell us a little bit about what a pre-plot is, a pre-cemetery plot is. Give us the information on what that is.
Okay, that what that does is it allows you to protect yourself in advance at today's cost. If you prolong the situation and wait until there's a situation that arises where there is a death or a death has occurred, then it could cost you a lot more. But if you plan in advance, you're not having your family members decide where you should go or whether you're buried at all. Monies are always tight at that situation. You're grieving. You just don't have time to go through trying to decide on where you're going to bury, if you're going to bury, or what have you. So it's just put your mind at ease. If you're able to do all of this and secure your own spot of choice versus relying on others to make those burial plans for you at the time of death. So I kind of coach you from the beginning to the end, protect you where you can get discounts and things of that nature. It's just a lot easier to do it in advance. If you can't pay for it up front, we have terms that are set aside to make it comfortable for you. And, of course, discounts are always made available.
That is superb. You hear what we're talking about today? We're talking about taking the burden off your loved ones. But why would you have the audacity, the utmost goal, to put a burden on someone that you feel as though you could take care of it in advance? Do you care about your loved ones, or do you want to be buried? Suppose you don't want to be buried, then let the people know before you die. Somebody, if you listen to this program today, I want you to immediately, after Randy goes off the air, I want you to immediately to call everybody that you think you like or you think you love and ask them one question. Do you care about being buried in a ground? Do you care about me, or do you want me to bury you, or do you have insurance? Do you have what they call a cemetery plot already paid for, or do you want one? The person may not want one. Have you ever thought about that? The person could have what they call the CCL effect, could care less. You are walking around thinking they care about this stuff, and then when they die, you're trying to run around at the last minute, and like Randy said, supply and demand. Now you want a cemetery plot that would cost $10,000, now it costs $20,000. And you're looking like a baboon drinking vinegar trying to figure out how you're going to get this $20,000 cemetery plot. Tell us what the range of a cemetery plot is. A basic cemetery plot with no frills, no drills. What's the basic and the cheapest you can get?
Well, it actually have it has ranges. So depending upon how you want to be buried, it's all determined on whether it's a cremation. Could cost you $3,000 on up. The sky's the limit. It depends on what your taste is. We can accommodate from cremation all the way up to private estates, mausoleums. It's all determined on the individual and how they wish to be buried. But just know that costs are always going up. They're never coming down. And if you don't protect yourself now, you may not even be able to afford to be buried because the costs are always going up. They're never coming down, where your insurance never increases. So some people are looking towards using their insurance, but you don't even know if you have enough coverage to even use the insurance. And why not keep that money in your pocket and use that for your loved ones? So that's pretty much it. I mean, like I said, it ranges from $3,000 on up. The sky's the limit. It just depends on how you wish to be buried.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Randy, what you're saying is so needed. It is so what I call not available. People don't have the information. Information is power. Information is power. And what happened is you have to have information to know what to do as far as what kind of lifestyle you want to live. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to touch upon some situations that you may have observed that people did not do what they're supposed to do in advance and how disastrous can it get. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. We're on our newsmaker line, the one and only Randy. We're talking about prepaying or pre-requesting or pre-doing what you're supposed to do so you can have what you need as far as your burial is concerned. We'll be right back. She's on fire this morning. We're talking about the cemetery plots, the pre-make, the pre-application or the pre-destination of what you want to do as far as your body is concerned. Do you want it to be cremated? Do you want it to be on fire? Or do you want your body to be in the ground? What do you want to do with your remains? Do you care about your remains? Are you pre-planning your remains? Or do you think you're not going to die? Let's be clear on this. Nobody gets by. You're going to be dying one day. You don't know when the hour or the time. It could be the next second. But if you don't understand the pre-planning of your demise, you realize there's people as we speak that are dying right now this second. Some people are dead as we're speaking, and they're looking for who they are. Some are called John Doe's. Nobody would know who they are. And then when they find the individual, the coroner has to come out, pronounce them dead. They have to try to locate the next of kin and can't find the next of kin. Then they go to some kind of place where the government has, or they go to the morgue up in Baltimore, and after so many days, they decided nobody gives a rat's behind about this person, and they state buries them. The state buries them, and they may what they call a situation where you are now among everybody else. So you can get buried among other people. Does that kind of make sense, Randy?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, the state can bury you. Is that correct? And the state don't give a rat's behind about how they bury you. They can throw you in multiple graves at one time, put you on top of each other. What do they care?
Right. That's right. And I
so you need to call Randy and get in touch with her and find out what you want to do with your remains. What do you want to do with your... I'm telling you, call five people after this broadcast and say, what do you want to do with your remains? Ask them that question. You know, you got to ask questions nowadays. You can't go through life not asking questions. That's the biggest problem with relationships today. People don't ask questions. You have to ask questions. And I'm going to give you three questions, and I'm going to let Randy come in and talk to you about this aspect of burial. But here's the three questions that you need to ask, or four questions. If you meet someone and you want to be in a serious relationship with them, you want to find out a couple of things up front. You want to say, what is your credit score? What's your credit score? Then you want to find out, what is your, let me see your health records. And once you see the health records, you want to say, let me see your divorce papers. And the last thing you want to see, let me see your cremation papers or your cemetery block papers. If you don't have these things, you can't talk to me. Go ahead, Randy. Tell them about what they need to do for cremation.
Yeah, it's always important that you make plans. You can't even plan to drive a car and go long distance without having navigation. So the same thing goes with, we know it's inevitable. Death is inevitable. It's going to happen. You can't be afraid to talk about it. It's best to talk about it while you're living versus passing that situation on to your family members who are already grieving and distraught because you've passed away. So it's always a good thing to plan, and I can always coach you through that process. I can show you all the different particulars in terms of how you want to be buried, how you want to be laid to rest, how you want to be remembered. Those are discussions that I can coach you through. And if you need any information or what have you, like I said, I can help you there. I can help you with the pricing. Don't worry about the price. Put the price aside. We have terms that are set up with no interest that I can coach you through. So pretty much that's it. It's just like going out to buy a new car. You go out and buy a new car, but you won't plan for your death. So these are things that you're going to have to do. It's inevitable that you die or pass away. You just don't want to pass that situation on to your loved one. So if you want to call me, you can call me. Yes, you can call me on my cell, which is 301-502-5746. Again, it's 301-502-5746. You can also call another number, which is 301-568-5400. That's, again, 301-568-5400, and ask for Randy.
Excellent. I want to ask another question. Suppose someone dies today and they come into your office looking for a cemetery plot. Take us through the procedures and what happens next. They didn't plan. They look like they have simple. They ain't grieving and they got to get a plot right away. What do you do at that point? Take us through the procedures of what happens now since they didn't plan. When they walk in the office and they say, my mother died. She's in the house right now. They're trying to figure out the funeral arrangements, but we need a cemetery plot. What do you do to that individual who did not take the time to plan?
Well, I may ask you if you are, how are you planning to pay for your mom's services, or if you're the beneficiary, because you have to be her executor. So if you're not the beneficiary, then we have to make sure that you are the appropriate person, first of all, in order to be able to handle your mother's affairs. And if you have siblings, that's a whole nother story. Usually those decisions, she may direct one person or assign one person to handle her affairs, or it may be solely up to the whole family. Then we have to find out how are you going to pay for these services. And if you're choosing to pay, you can pay by cash, credit, or if you're using the insurance information that she's put forth, then we need to know that information. And then, of course, you would determine what was, if she's already planned, or perhaps she's already, most older people tend to plan. They're not afraid of death, so they've already planned. She may have already pretty much had her wishes, and you just have to carry out those wishes, regardless of what those are. Now, has she not planned, if she hasn't planned, then we have to first give you a tour of the cemetery. First, ask how you would wish to bury your loved one and go from there based on pricing and things of that nature. I give you a presentation. I'll let you know exactly what all the prices are and how, you know, we can pretty much accommodate whatever desires that you have.
That is fantastic. That means that you want to get a tour of the cemetery. Can you pick the exact location you want to be at, or do you just have what's up next?
Yes, I can. You can select your own location based on what's available. We have plenty of spaces available, so you just tell me where and how you wish to be buried, and I'll take you to that location, show you if you approve, and we write based on that information.
What about actual cemetery plots that's available? Is it something like land where they say God can't make no more land? Eventually all the land will be sold out. What happens if you don't move too fast or you don't move in the proper times and you want to be buried at a certain cemetery and they sell out? Mm-hmm. Is that possible? Does it come to the point where there's no more cemetery plots available?
No, we have plenty of spaces available. And, in fact, I am affiliated with three locations. And so we have plenty of spaces available. That's never an issue.
So it's not going to come a time where there is no place to be buried on Earth.
Well, it depends. I mean, it would take a while. Like I said, we have plenty of spaces available. So
okay.
I would run out of people before I run out of spaces.
Okay, so you can't outdie a cemetery plot.
Right now, no. That's not even an option, because I work three different cemeteries, so we have plenty of spaces available.
Excellent, excellent. Isn't this so important today that we're discussing this, that we're letting people know the importance of planning your funeral? What kind of suit do you want to have on? What kind of dress do you want to have on? Do you have your hairstylist in place that will fix your hair? What about the hairstylist you're going to today? Do they do dead people? Ask your hairstylist next time you're in the chair with the hairstylist. Do you do dead people? Because I'm like the way you do my hair. I want to put it in my will that you do my hair. And if they say I don't do dead people, then get out the chair. Go somewhere else. Find out what kind of suit you want to have on. Because if you don't put this stuff in writing, the people that you think like you will put on the purple suit. They'll put on the dark suit or the beige suit or the bright suit. You say, I don't wear them kind of colors, but you don't have no say-so because you didn't do it in advance. But what about the cemetery plot? What about the place
right.
that you want to be sitting at? What about, suppose you want to be up front and they put you in the back? You gotta do this stuff before you go. You got to discuss it. Say hey to your family. When my mother died, she was such an elegant, upfront lady, and everything in her life was upfront. U.S. grade, center cut, I mean grade A. She said, I don't want you coming to the cemetery plot and riding all around the circle and trying to find my plot. I don't want that in my life. I don't want you to have to drive and take flowers to me and then you have to go all around the place. Then when you're riding by somebody else having a brand new funeral, you got to ride by that funeral. I don't want that. I want to be right up front when you come through the gate. And she planned it, and she had, when you come to my mother's funeral, when you want to go to my mother's grave, you come through the gate, throw the flowers right there, and come back out the gate. You ain't got to go riding around, because she didn't want that. But suppose you don't want that. Suppose somebody might get discouraged. They say, I want to go see my mama's grave, and they forgot where the mother's grave was at. They get to riding around, then they got to go up to the office. Where's my mother's plot? Then they didn't brush it off. They can't find the plate. I mean, all that, you fraggle, naggle, bull. You better find out and call Randy. Give him the number again, Randy.
Yes, please call Randy. And just so you know, rule of thumb, every 10 years, prices double. So if you don't do it today, you wait 10 years, the price or the cost to bury has become even more expensive, and it's nine times out of 10, it's doubled. So my number, again, for the record, is 301-502-5746, 301-502-5746, and that's my cell number, and the office number is 301-568-5400. And that's Ask for Randy.
Excellent. We're going to take our last break before we end the show, but it's a pleasure and an honor to have you on our Newsmaker line. We need to do more shows like this. We need to discuss the D word, death. Don't be afraid of the D word, death. Death is coming. Death has no cut card. Nobody gets by. Plan your life is one thing. Plan your death is another thing. We're going to take our last break. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. My name is Russell Price. I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine. I was crowned King of Marketing December 7th at the Masonic Temple in Washington, D.C. We're going to be right back.
Afraid of planning because you're not dead yet. But if you're going to wait until you do die, then just understand that you're going to be totally out of control. You're going to have to rely on someone else to put you to rest. And that can get a little scary because I've witnessed situations where people have been left in the freezer for a very long time because family members couldn't decide. So make it a point today to give me a call right away. You want to do this while you're alive versus waiting for someone else to put you to rest because they may not put you to rest. So, again, my number for the record, 301-502-5746. And the office number is 301-568-5400. Just ask for Randy. And thank you and have a good day, and I welcome your calls.
Excellent. You hear what she said. This is serious. Don't be left in the freezer. Don't be left in the freezer. Call Randy. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. I'll see you tomorrow morning.